the Emperor of Nihonja. Written by John Flanagan and read by William Zappa.
There was a shrieking clang as the two blades met. Tadoki's eyes widened in horror as he realized that the Gaijin's sword was undamaged. It had withstood his stroke. Off balance from the excessive effort he had put into it, he staggered slightly and his guard dropped. Horace lunged, stamping his right foot forward, then driving with his shoulder and suddenly straightened arm to give maximum impetus to the thrust. He aimed for the gap at the top of Tadoki's hardened breastplate, where only a screen of softer leather protected the warrior's throat. He hit his mark, and the Nihonjan forged blade sliced easily through the thin barrier. Tadoki's eyes, startled, still unable to understand what had happened to him this day, stared at Horace for a second from above the half-buried sword blade. Then they clouded, and all sign of life left them as the rebel general sagged to the rocky ground at his feet. Horace freed his sword and turned away, finding himself facing the men of the two Gojus. The Kikori warriors, for now they truly were warriors, raised their short swords in the air to acclaim him. One voice began the chant, and within seconds 100 of them were echoing it. Kurokuma, Kurokuma, Kurokuma. Horace waved tiredly to acknowledge them. Selethan stepped forward to greet him, smiling broadly. They embraced, then, surrounded by their cheering, chanting Kikori troops, they walked together to where Will, Holt, and Shigeru waited.
"I'd still like to know how he got that name," Will said.
Shigeru turned to him. For once, when he was discussing Horace's nickname, his face bore no trace of amusement.
"However he got it," he said, "it truly is a term of great respect."